Have you heard the one about the turtle and the snail?
See, this turtle is crossing the road, and he's mugged by two snails. As he's laying there getting better, the police show up, and they ask him what happened. And he says, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
That's comic veteran John Rappaport. He was a writer and producer for the TV series MASH, and he also wrote for Rowan and Martin's Laugh and Rappaport. And seven other legends of comedy, including Sid Caesar and Monty Hall, were asked by Reader's Digest to pick the 10 funniest jokes in America. These eight men meet twice a month at Factor's Deli in Los Angeles to trade jokes and reminisce about old times. And two members of the group, John Rappaport and Maddie Simmons, the founder of National Lampoon, are with me from NPR West. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi.
So these 10 jokes, are you guys fairly convinced they're the funniest jokes in America?
No.
Oh, we are so far from convinced of that.
Well, there are some very good jokes in there.
Yeah, no, there are some good jokes in these. We have a psychiatrist joke. We have a talking dog joke.
There is one joke on the list that both of you really hate, but it somehow got on that list. Can you tell us the joke first? It's about a man in a cemetery.
Guy, you want me to tell it? You want to stick me with this one?
Yeah,
either of you can tell.
How about you set it up and I'll do the punchline?
All right, two grave diggers are digging a grave somewhere in Austria, and then as they're digging, they hear Beethoven's Third Symphony.
But it's being played backwards.
Then they dig some more, and they hear Beethoven's Second Symphony playing backwards. Okay, take a jump.
And the guy says, what's going on here? He says, well, that's Beethoven. He's just decomposing. Thank you. By the way, if you say a line, and any one of the people at the table says, brump bump, that is like the ultimate diss to do that. He says, you just did a bad one-liner.
You're going to get cold eyes.
Well, so how did that joke make the list?
We didn't put it
on the list. We had nothing to do with this.
Reader's Digest put it on the list. I think it came in last.
Now, before we let you guys go, we have to know, what is Reader's Digest's funniest joke in America? What is the joke?
You want to do this, John?
We can do it together. I can do whatever it is. It's another famous genre, which is either a priest, a minister, and a rabbi walk into a room. It's a pretty good joke.
I'll start it. Okay. No, you start it.
All right. Anyway, a priest, a minister, and a rabbi want to see who's best at his job. So they go into the woods, and they find a bear, and they try to convert it to their particular religion. Later, they get together, and the priest says, well, when I found the bear, I read to him from the catechism and sprinkled him with holy water. The minister says, well, I found a bear by the stream. I preached God's holy word to him. The bear was so mesmerized that he let me baptize him. Then they both look down at the rabbi, who's laying on a gurney in a body cast. Take it, Maddie.
And they said, what happened? And the rabbi said, I never should have started with the circumcision.
Where's the drummer? Thank you.
That's John Rappaport, a writer and producer for the MASH TV series. And we also spoke with Maddie Simmons, the founder of National Lampoon and the producer of Animal House. Together, they and six other comedy legends helped Reader's Digest pick America's funniest joke. Gentlemen, thanks so much.
Pleasure was all yours.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.